Berwick FM is in a unique position. It's able to report on and respond to campus events almost instantly. Last year's sabbatical elections for the Students' Union were broadcast live, and we were able to cover the defeat of Emily Lomax and the success of Liz Matthews. And we were the first with the sensational resignation of Dave Boyle. Here's a taster.
Quota is now 663. Totals are Wright, 412. Lomax, 394. Matthews, 518. Spoil, 194. Total, 1518. Reallocate Lomax.
And the final result.
Totals. Wright, 500. Matthews, 612. Matthews is elected.
And for General Secretary.
The final totals, the quota is 693. Ron, 110. Joanne Walker, 500. Dave Boyle, 774. Boyle, 134. And the total is 1,518. I therefore declare Dave Boyle duly elected.
Dave Boyle won General Secretary in the first ballot. He won it on the first vote. Now, Dave Boyle has decided he's given a resignation letter to Paul McGrill, President of the SU currently. Why have you resigned as General Secretary?
Basically, I resigned because the grounds on which I stood...
Which were?
One of the grounds on which I stood was... I was very hesitant about whether I would stand last week.
Yeah.
When the nomination boards were up in the Student Union. And one of the people, I had a few people saying to me, it's not right that somebody has a clear run at it. It's not right that somebody goes against reopen nominations. There should be some competition. There should be other people putting the posters out. So one of the reasons why I actually stood was not because I wanted to do it so much. It was because other people were standing and people didn't want that one. Somebody to go unopposed. I don't think I've cheated them, because if I cheated, the biggest way I could cheat them was doing something I didn't want to do. On the one hand, one reason I stood was because it was something I'd fancied for a bit of time. On the other hand, it wasn't so great that I wanted to do it, but some people wanted me to stand because they didn't want it to be a one-horse race. They wanted a two-horse race. If I wanted to throw it back in the face, the best thing I could have done was take £7,000 off the Student Union and basically sit on my backside in the Union building and do absolutely sweet FA.
Berwick FM will of course be covering the SU elections in 1996.